Well, hello, everybody. Glad that you're back with us. It's fall here in the Rockies, and the weather is changing, but it's still beautiful. Hey, just real quickly, if you haven't been to Colorado, maybe you should look at the calendar and see when it might be a good time to come visit our state. It's really great this time of the year. I want to talk on this podcast about public relations. I still am amazed at how many people that I meet, and then when I do take on new clients, I have to deal with the idea that they look at things when it comes to PR as a cost. And I'm always intrigued by that because they don't look at fixing shelves in their business or painting something. You know, those are investments. But when it comes to public relations, they look at that as a cost. And I think the very first step is to have the mindset, you know, take the oath, raise your right hand, that PR is an investment. And there is a significant value of when you look at it that way, instead of just thinking of PR as a 911 call in terms of, it's just reacting to events or activities and issues. No doubt about it, public relations is a complicated process. And to be successful, you have to be able to implement a number of the aspects. But the first thing, and the key to this podcast today, is to really define PR. And so I want to do that. I've been around long enough. Some of you have seen my photo and you see there's a little gray hair or two. I used to be a lot taller and a lot more hair, but after 30-some years working in the public relations industry, it has shortened my stature, but not my spirit or my passion for this wonderful business. But when you go back in time, let's say 1950s and go all the way up to 2010, you know, I was around before Madonna and MTV. I was around before the wonderful technology called a CD came out. And in those days, when you looked at public relations, it was all about the public. You know, public relations, very easy, two words. But in those days, from about 50s to about 2010, we looked at it and we emphasized the public aspect of the definition. It was all about getting your story out. It was all about, you know, getting something in the newspaper getting something on television to build the public aspect to your business to get the support for your nonprofit. And so there was a lot of tools in place to do a press release or to join an organization and get a chance to speak or sponsor, those kinds of things. The news cycle back then was 24 hours instead of like it is today, 24 seconds, or some of you would say even less than that. Well, let's fast forward, and after Vice President Gore said he invented the internet, we saw that public relations and defining it changed. The relations aspect of it became very significant because we had the tools and because we didn't mind sharing our story through the internet, through online sites like Facebook and LinkedIn. And then Twitter came around and Instagram and Pinterest and all of those others that you can name. And so relations and being able to have those strong and have those positive did incredible amount of impact on a business or on a nonprofit, both when it was positive and unfortunately when it was negative. I look at public relations, if you were to imagine in your mind an umbrella. It's a beautiful day here in the Rockies, but I know we've got rain and snow happening just around the corner. But imagine, if you will, an umbrella. And under that umbrella, there are at least 30 different aspects of tentacles, if you will, raindrops, if you will, that are related to PR. And the list is endless. You can go onto our website and see, but strategic communications, government affairs, public affairs, minority relations, social media for sure, media relations, talking to your employees. You can add to your own list: video production, website development, internet radio, services like this podcast, and somewhere in the middle, and all working together, is marketing. So I look at PR as the umbrella, and all these different aspects, including marketing, are underneath it, underneath that umbrella. I often use, when I speak, another way to describe the difference between PR, marketing, promotion, and advertising. And if you didn't get the umbrella analogy, how about we try this? If you will, think in your mind that a circus is coming to town, and you paint a sign saying, "Circus coming to the fairgrounds Saturday." That's advertising. Okay? Now, if you put the sign on the back of an elephant and walk it into town, that's promotion. If the elephant walks through the mayor's flower bed, that's publicity. And if you can get the mayor to laugh about it, that's public relations. Again, it's important that we understand the term public relations before we do any of the other aspects that are related to it. PR is an investment. I know it works. I have clients that are satisfied and would give a thumbs up that it works. And I hope you now have a better understanding of what PR is and the complexities that go with it. Until next time, this is Mike in the Rockies. For more information, you can go to our website, www.periniassociates.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Until next time.